Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. You need to ask yourself, what is going to make my life better? You have a choice. You have the ability to do that. We know that the worst things get for you, that's the universe screaming, saying, get the fuck out of here. This is not your path. This is not where you're headed. This is not for you. Because if it was good, you'd stay. But you're not supposed to be there. You need to move forward. Make the choice now to make your life better. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. Hello and welcome, my lovelies, to the podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Butcher. Here at The D Word, I share my life experiences and how I found joy and purpose in my life. As we move through our first season of the podcast, I aim to awaken, illuminate, and transform our lives together. Thank you for joining us today. This is The D Word. Hello, lovelies, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about, our illumination stage. We spend a lot of time in our awakening, figuring out and now witnessing and now understanding the things that we've been through or we're exposed to. And sometimes in that awakening stage, we feel a little powerless. We're not sure how to change our situation. We're not sure how to grow. We're not sure who we can trust. We don't know how to reach out. And so we've been working on that so far in the first, dozen episodes of the podcast. And now as we're kind of coming through, I wanted to put some focus on the illumination and giving you the empowerment and really focusing in on what things you can change and how you can become very self-aware, because that's one of the bigger parts of it, is finding yourself in all of that and figuring out what you're going to do about it. And kind of creating that storyline around yourself and surrounding your story, not changing your story as though you're changing what's happened to you or what you've been a part of or, your life experiences. We don't want to change those. Sometimes it's going to be hard to heal from because there's been trauma. There's been a lot of loss and grief. So we're not going to rewrite your story as though it has no bearing on who you are now, or that it didn't happen, because we don't want to ignore it. But what we can do in this illumination stage is say, look, what is it that I've been through that I can learn from? There's a lesson in absolutely everything. And part of the main theme, the vision that I had for this podcast being life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And you've heard me say this before, and certainly if you've been a client of mine or you've been following me for a while, you know that this is a pivotal moment in our healing. And I have people go through that experience and answer those questions for themselves when we've been through major life shifts, changes, big decisions we've had to make. Not everyone has been through trauma or has had major things happen to them in their life. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I've touched on some areas of my life, struggling with depression, anxiety, suicide attempts, abusive relationships. There's a lot of things in my life that I endured. And initially, and many of you are going to feel the same way, it's like, we've attributed that trauma, the loss, the grief, the figuring out who we were, to that being our story. And for myself, I turned that story into realizing, well, that, and I think looking back on it now, I realize where I made the wrong shift in my consciousness, where I began thinking about this in the wrong way. And I'll tell you why. Because I think many of us get into this cycle that we are our stories, we are the victims, and we utilize that story, many of us, to help others. And that was my intent, was that I'd gone through these experiences, I justified it, I even You know, when I'd pray, I felt that this was the answer. When I'd asked, why did I go through these things? When I asked, what is it that I need to know about this? Why am I always going through these things? Why are there such vicious cycles? And the answer I always seemed to get was that you go through these things, and you've been through these things, so that you can understand humanity. You can understand people. You can understand people's problems. You can understand their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts. And you need to understand them because you're going to help them. You're going to help them heal. And that was a lot at the time because I figured, you know, and certainly if you've listened to my episode of part two of depression series, you realize where I was mentally when I heard those messages and had understood that I'd been through these things so I could help others. And at the time, I didn't understand that and I didn't really accept it because I couldn't help myself. I couldn't heal myself. And so if you're listening and you're going through these things, like I've certainly been there. And so I justified along my healing that, okay, I need to continue to share my experiences so that I can help others, which is important because you folks need to know that people like myself have been through your experiences, understand you, understand the thought process. So when you come to me and you're struggling with depression, anxiety, maybe you've had suicidal thoughts or you have a child who is experiencing depression and suicidal thoughts, I can help you understand on a level that's deeper because I've been there. And I think that's important, right? I guess on some level, it makes you relatable. It makes it easier to open up to me because you know I've been through something similar and maybe I've shared my story and you know you're willing to share yours, right? And that's certainly the intent behind all of this, behind the D word, is that we want to come together so that we can awaken, illuminate, and transform our lives together. And that's important. And I think one thing I learned, and really most recently, because we're always evolving, we're always learning and growing and transforming, was that I could still help others and not live in my story. I could tell my story, but I didn't have to continue reliving the pain each and every time. I can step outside of those things, my story, and let it be just that. Instead of constantly forcing myself to play the actor, to play that role in those moments and reliving them, as though they're continuing to happen, I could put it in a book, close the book and put it on the shelf and say, now when I want to recall that memory so I can help others, I no longer have the emotional attachment to those issues, those traumas, the things that I've been through, and that I could come from the same perspective, but I was no longer having to live in my story. I didn't have to drain myself or because when you're awakened, when you're awakening in that phase, because we see this, the D word as these phases, right? You're in the awakening, you're learning that holy shit, you've hit your knees. Life isn't how you want it to be. Things need to change. Perhaps you need to change. Maybe you're struggling with addictions or financial problems or things like that. You say, look, I can't continue this anymore. I need change. So the awakening, the illumination is about getting the tools you need to awaken. And then when you begin to transform, you've moved through so much and you've healed through so much that that story is no longer something you have to feel. You can let it go. And I really want that to sink in, especially if you're in the awaken or the illumination phase where you're saying, you're reliving these rawness because you're needing to find your pivotal moments. You're really needing to figure out the trigger points. You're needing to find out where you need to change and grow, what you can learn from. So you will be in the thick of that stew for a while until you can begin to understand that you're healing. But I think the important thing is, and many of us as healers know this, is that we also need to give ourselves the freedom and the healing to put our story on the shelf and walk away from it and be able to detach emotionally, because it is a story of our former selves who, in our transformational stage, we're no longer the same people. We're not the same victim or the person that's being abused. We're not the same people that are being mistreated. We're mistreating ourselves. We're not the same ones that struggle with addictions. We've moved through all those things. But somehow we kind of can get ourselves into a path where you become haunted by your past. And we need to let that go. And so how do we do that? And I wanted to create this podcast because even as I'm creating it, this is something that I've been working through and trying to figure out even the direction for the D word itself. And so you guys are going to see and witness a lot of changes with the D word, because as I say, as I record this, there's a lot of goodness coming into my life right now where I can now clearly understand that this is going to shift. So you guys are going to see a shift in the channel. You're going to see a shift in the programming and how I'm going to help you. Because now I've been able to understand how I can step back, but then help you better, giving you greater tools to help you on your journey, to be able to step into individuals in their own situation. And instead of seeing you through things on a very basic or blanketed level, I want to work with you one-on-one. And we'll see how all of these unfold, how the programmings start, because we are going to awaken, illuminate, and transform our lives together, because it's still important. But as individuals who need help, I'll be creating a platform that has been birthed from these ideas, strictly of that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And when I understood that I was going through these things so that I could help people, I guess kind of coming around as to why all of this is the way it is. And this podcast is very unscripted, so I hope it makes sense for you. Ride the ride with me, as I always say, right? It will make sense. Is that we're going to learn a lot about ourselves in this journey, and I'll be able to relate to you, and I'll be seeking out people who really want to change, who don't just come to these channels just to listen, to be continually enveloped in their story, to be continually reminded of what's happened to them, but to really be able to move you through it and do it in a way that's tailored to you and do it in a way that's meaningful to you. Because we always feel like when we are in that awaken and illumination stage, and I know I felt this way, was that people, even if they'd been through what I'd been through, that they might not really fully understand. And then programs, counseling was never tailored to me in what I really needed. And I didn't know what I needed. So I couldn't explain to people what I needed. And so now going through what I've been through and now seeing it full circle to a true level of now enlightenment, where I can feel like I've truly healed through many things in my life, has put me now in a position where now I'm ready. And now I'm really, truly ready. Not that I wasn't before, not that I haven't helped people before, not that it wasn't meaningful. There's a big shift coming, and we've all felt it, right? We've all felt this, even energetic, esoteric, whatever you want to call it. We felt this shift, and I keep feeling like I need to create something really, truly special. And I think that's why that took the podcast so long and the website certainly so long to come out, was because I didn't know how to fully integrate a program that was going to be tailored to you, that was going to be tailored to me that I would understand that, and not that I would understand as a leader for you, but that as someone who is healing, would they understand? And so I've come full circle, and really, so this is kind of the interlude to the podcast as to why it's important and how I'm going to help you. Because as I went through, I was self-guided on my journey, and that took a long time for me to heal. It took more than a decade for me to heal because I didn't have the direction. But what I did have was a continued and a gradual, because it was very gradual in the beginning, but an awareness that, again, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And as I gradually continued to change, transition, ask myself these questions, push, find my strength, find out my purpose, figure out who I was, the easier my life became, the more beautiful and radiant things became. And every time I forgotten who I was, forgotten my journey, lacked strength, became anxious, depressed, life would derail very quickly because I was no longer on my path. And we need to understand those moments of what it means to be on your path and what it means to derail. Sometimes we're supposed to derail. A lot of times we're supposed to derail. Because our life here is supposed to be, I don't want to say it's supposed to be challenging, because it doesn't have to be. But we do go through lessons. We go through things. We go through traumas. We go through loss. We go through extreme amounts of grief. We go through things that you would think, and this is why we lose our faith when shit happens, is that why does this happen to humans? Why is the world the way it is? And we can be in that awakening stage so caught up with that emotion and the thoughts that it makes it seemingly at the time impossible to heal from. And what we do is we find our inner strength. We also have patience, that when things don't go our way, that we need to be patient and we need to step back a little bit. And when we do that, we become self-aware. This is how we become self-aware. So whether you've been in a position where you've always been controlled by other people and you don't know how to make decisions on your own, you are fearful of making decisions because those decisions that you've made in the past maybe had unfavorable results. You tried at something, you reached for the stars, and you miss. It was a hit and a miss. But how many successful people out there have had so many hits and misses? At some point, you figure it out. Sometimes it's even about a streak of luck. You're in the right place at the right time because you are mentally aware that everything you do matters, good and bad. So how do we change that? And finding that inner strength, and we say, now it's time to ask, and this is what we do in the illumination stage. These are the tools we give you when you heal. I say, now it's time to ask what your role is. Why are things happening? And how are you going to move through it? What are you going to do about it? This is not a time in the awakening stage. You do feel a little sorry for yourself. You're relieving your traumas. You're doing all these things. So you're going to feel like shit, to be honest. You have to open that box. And another podcast might be, actually maybe the next one will be about the box that I call the box in the attic of the subconscious mind. And I'll do that. I'll write a podcast. You know, I might even just keep recording today. And put that out for you next week, because this is how I help people, is to envision that box in that attic of the subconscious mind, and we have to rifle through it all. It's time to go through our clutter and really heal from it. So during this illumination stage, there's no time for woe is me, and you can't feel sorry for yourself. And it's hard, and certainly if you've been a victim. I've been there. I've been victimized. I've had a lot of heavy trauma happen to me. So I understand this is not easy, because this is where we get the pushback in the healing. This is where I recognize within folks, and certainly so far with the D word, is that people want help. They want change, but they don't want to do the work. They'll bitch and moan and complain. And you might even, if this isn't you, you probably know someone. Maybe your coworker's the same way. You got friends, maybe a spouse. Whoever this is, bitching and moaning that their life is shit, but they won't do anything about it to change it. So, and if this is yourself, it's okay, because that's what we tell ourselves. That's how we react. That's how we behave when we don't have the tools we need. But you yourself are a tool. Only you truly, unless we tap into that, which we do for you, is to help you uncover your own inner compass, your own inner tool, who you are, what your higher self, God, the creator, whatever this is for you, needs of you, wants for you. So you need to feel what you need to feel and then move on so that you can seek the guidance into your why. Maybe not why things have happened to you, but why you feel like you can't let them go. Why you feel like you can't heal from it. Is it because you don't have the tools you need? Is it because of fear? Is it because you have people that are still surrounding you? Because we're in that illumination stage, so now we're trying to figure out where our triggers are, who are our people that we need to let go of? Do we need to change our job? Do we need to change our career? Like, there's a lot of change happening in the illumination phase. So we need to figure out the why. And again, I keep saying this, I'm going to repeat it each and every time I feel drawn to say it. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Whether you pray or you ask for help or guidance from the universe, a counselor, a teacher, a friend, a loved one, your spouse, the universe gives you challenges to correct your path, to test you. So are your prayers or your desires, are they in alignment with the work you're willing to do? Because you've been tested and you need that whole test is about, are you capable? Are you wanting? Do you desire it enough to find your strength, figure out who you are so that you can move through it? That's the hardest test. It really is. There's almost like this process that happens with each and every trauma, each and every problem. It could be that it could be not even a big trauma in your life. This could be something as simple as, well, maybe you've been laid off. Or maybe you tried to buy a house and it fell through. Maybe you wanted to sell your house and the deal fell through. When life doesn't go your way, maybe you applied for a job and you didn't get it. You wanted that promotion and you got passed up for it. Whatever the situation is that didn't go your way, we got to ask ourselves why. When life is seemingly, when life, people, situations, teachers are constantly saying no to you, take the time to assess, why is there a delay? Why are they saying that? Why are they saying no? Because a lot of times you're being told no because there are easy, tangible things that you can implement to change to get you what you want. So coming back to that, are you willing to do the work to get you to where you want to be? So if it was the employer and you just because you've been there for a long time, but maybe your performance isn't what you really think it is. You think you're the shit at the workplace, but are you? You know, you think you can buy this big house, but can you really afford it? You think you can have all these things, but can you? So when the bank tells you no, or you go to buy that car and the dealership says no, or you can't do that, which very rarely, I think, would a dealership tell you no, but you'll get into a financial situation that really isn't favorable. So you need an action plan. Ask. If people keep telling you no, if you will keep asking to sell your house, like we've been there. We've wanted to sell our house and downsize, but we can't. So we asked why. What is it that we need to do? What work do I need to put in place to make that happen? And we did it. And so now we have a plan. So there are so many things. Did you get passed up for that job promotion because you didn't have the certification or the education required? Well, it's something you can change. Show interest in learning. Maybe there's a program. Ask about it. Maybe there's a program where the employer will actually pay for a portion, if not all, of your education if you needed it. But you have to have the drive and the determination and the desire and the want to make and improve your life, because life doesn't hand you shit without you doing the work. But we have to be adaptable. So how does this affect you? Well, when you are awakening and you're figuring out who you are and what you want in life, you have to understand the world you live in. Certainly if we're reinventing ourselves in our 40s, you know, 30s, 40s, we have to understand the world we live in. You have to be self-aware. Are your goals and aspirations, is this why you keep getting told no? Are your goals and aspirations an old school way of thinking? Does it go with the flow of what people want? Is what you have to offer even important to people anymore? And that can be a hard pill to swallow. So adjust yourself and becoming self-aware, but then also extending that awareness to your exterior. And say, well, maybe if this is who I want to be, because there's a place for everyone in the world. If I'm not where I want to be, then where do I have to go where I can still be this version of me or this part of me? Or where can I go in the world that needs the qualifications that I have? Like, now we're more than ever. As I say, we can't be career-driven people necessarily anymore. You can't just start when you're 18 and work till you're 60 and retire in the same job. It happens, of course. I'm not saying it's non-existent, but you know, I keep coming back to the job aspect of it, which I think for a lot of people will be most relatable. But whether you take it from a relationship value, relationships are very different now. And if you're younger, and then even your parents are listening to this, we're going to have two very different points of view on relationships and marriages and buying that first home. And you know, there's a whole different set of pressures on the millennials now than what there were before for our generation. And I say our generation because, again, I was old school. I'm still technically a millennial. But, you know, for us, it was you needed to have a career, get married, buy a house. And we did all that before we were 22. And that was a lot of responsibility. And we come into living in a bigger city center, and that was a very odd way to be. Like, you even, like, and again, we weren't really self-aware of what was going on around us because we weren't exposed to these kinds of people and new ideas and this busyness, this way of working your ass off 18, 20 hours a day was very different. And it was different than working your ass off on the farm and you know, so you still did that, but it was very different because now you were getting paid and paid well to work your ass off. And then we adjust again when that money no longer flows. So you're adjusting again. So if you grew up never knowing what it was like to not have money or not have a career flow or not have a solid industry to work in that was always going to be there, you know, and if you're American listening to this, you guys know this, like, you know, maybe your parents grew up working in the Ford factory, or they grew up working for Chrysler, or, you know, they always had the best pensions. They, you know, it was a life or thing. Maybe you're in the military. Maybe, like, there's so many ways that have changed now. And we're seeing places deteriorate. You know, Detroit's a prime example of that. When in the beginning of our decade of us coming into this world in the 80s, it was a hot place to be. It's not now. So we have to adhere to change and be transformative and be aware of the world we live in, but not from a negative standpoint where we just listen to our government or where we listen to social media's perception of the way things seem to be. We have to be aware and connected because we're all one. We have to be connected to people. We all can change. We all have that ability to do it. We just have to understand that we can't let people, social media, our leaders tell us that we don't have a mindset or we're not capable of doing it. If you work for an employer that tells you you have to do these things or you have to be a certain way, you gotta tell yourself, is it really the truth? Or is it a manipulation or a scare tactic because they're just as scared as you are about losing everything? When you become self-aware, you begin to see everybody else's intentions because you've seen how you made your own decisions. You've seen how you've made your own choices, how maybe you've manipulated people to get what you wanted because you were fearful. There's things that we experience because of fear. But when we transform, and which is where we want to be, we want to move through our traumas and the things we've happened, because again, life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. These challenges are meant to question our beliefs, question our values. Is what we believe the same as what we should have always believed in? Times change. Are we up on all of that? Do we have the tools and accessibility to the things that we need? And if not, why? It's an opportunity for you to voice your opinion, to be bold and be strong. That's how we're going to change the world. We can't change the world by sitting in our basements and crying about it, even though that's what you feel you need to do. It's hard to do. I've been there. But we all have the strength to have a voice, and if something doesn't go right, and this isn't coming from an entitlement, whiny baby perspective, because you know my stance on that. We have the ability to control our destinies and step into the best version of ourselves and the life that we want. And that's what we do here. The people listening to this and the people that are of this time are sick of the way that things are. We're sick of the life that's been created and manipulated around us, but we have the ability to change it. We all do. And we can change our perspective of how we see it as well. You know, stop watching the news was the best thing I could have ever done for myself. And pulling back on social media, disconnecting from family and from people that were bringing such chaos into my life, bad attitudes, negative thinking, you know, backstabbing and lying to get ahead. Like, it was toxic. So you have to find out for yourself when you go through these things and life happens. Understand that it's not happening to you to bring you down. Because at some point, you've prayed. You've talked to somebody. You've just said it out loud, or maybe you said it to yourself, but you're like, I can't handle this anymore. Something's got to change. So the universe gives you change, puts people in your life to test you, because do you really want to change? You just want to sit there and bitch about it. Because if you want to sit there and bitch about it, your life is going to continue in cycles that are negative and continue to bring you down because you don't want to change, even though you think you might want to. But once you've truly hit a rock bottom where you want to change, that your ass is on fire, and your maybe anger is what fuels it. But you have then a purpose to change your life. You've decided that you're going to change, and you're no longer going to be the victim in your story. It's time to acknowledge that we can push stop on that mental movie and quit rewinding it. Quit reliving it. Let it play out. Let it end. And put it away. This isn't about sweeping it under rug. This isn't about not healing from it. This isn't about ignoring your past or thinking it didn't happen. This is you then acknowledging and seeing from another perspective. So instead of you watching that movie and you're the victim, you're standing back and you're saying, whoa, I was victimized, but look at the person who hurt me. I can now see that life through their eyes from their perspective. Maybe they weren't truly the villain that I thought they were. Maybe they were just really hurt. They were hurt worse than I was, and they didn't have the tools they needed to change. That's where we become aware that the cycle stops with you. There's a duty, there's a sense of purpose then that you can take into your own hands and say, wow, you know, maybe for some of you it's an alcoholic parent, and now you're an alcoholic and now you have kids. And it's like, well, I'll be goddamned if this cycle's going to continue. And you stop the cycle. Because if the abuse stopped, you might not change. And then your children wouldn't change, and your family line wouldn't evolve and become bigger and better people to get the life that they wanted. It doesn't mean about status or money. It means about what makes you and your family happy. This whole enlightenment phase, this whole transformation phase isn't just that you can now live off 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures, or the hell you want, whatever you think you want. It's not about money. It's about your peace of mind, your sanity, your spirituality, your belief, your values, your family, your strength, yourself, and what you've learned here in this time. And in my experience working with people who are older, they're sick, they're dying, they never say that they're glad that they just put up with that mess. They always say that they wish they'd had the strength and the courage to change the situations when they had the chance. There's like this mournfulness and this sadness that overcomes you as you get older when you haven't healed and you haven't dealt with your shit, because you realize you've lived your entire life for someone else, at the helms of someone else, at the helms of your thoughts, your own misfortune of not believing in yourself. Whatever the story is for you, imagine getting to the end when you're 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, watching your movie of your life. What moments would you pause and say, wait, I had a chance to make a choice that could have changed my life? Every choice we have is a choice that we can change our lives. Dramatically. It really isn't as hard as we think it is. And when we can begin to make those choices that are hard, they become easier each and every time, because you keep aligning yourself with where you're supposed to be. You're no longer challenged with negativity and loss and grief in the same way. You level up every time you make a positive choice for yourself. You're leaving behind the things that don't serve you, putting you in an alignment where you have what you need. Then you put yourself into alignment to have more than you need. Then you put yourself into alignment again to have an abundant life. Everything is a choice, and you have to choose to make that happen, because life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. It's up to you how you see it. So I want to leave you with that. Play the story of your life until now. Think about the moments you're going to pause at and what decisions you would have made differently knowing what you know now. We all have those moments. Write them down if you have to. And at the end of your movie, where you reach to today, you're going to see a common theme of choices you wished you'd made, problem areas, but most of all the choices, because everything is a choice. We choose to put up with it. We choose to believe that we're not better than. We choose to believe this is all we have. Make the choice now to pick one thing, because we're always faced with the same choices again. It's always a cycle. The next time you have the ability to make that choice, whether someone keeps coming back into your life or the holidays are coming up, they're going to come sit at your table. Are you going to let them talk to you that way? Are you going to let people deter you from your life path? Are you going to let people continue to take from you? Are you going to go to work tomorrow or today, depending on when you listen to this, with a level head, with the ability to say no? Everything's a choice. When you're empowering yourself with the ability to choose, you educate yourself then on how you can make that choice. If you need to make the choice about, well, you know what, I'm no longer going to settle for this. I need to leave this job. I need to leave this relationship. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, first I need to arm myself. I need to get a lawyer maybe. I need to learn about the process if it's a relationship. If it's a job, I need to maybe put my feelers out there and start looking for something else. I need to educate myself. What is going to make my life better? You have the choice to do that. And time again, the worst things get for you is the universe screaming, saying, get the fuck out of here. This is not in your path. This is not where you're headed. This is not for you. Because if it was good, you'd stay. You'd feel where you were supposed to be. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. See those triggering moments of where you can make a choice. Everything's a choice. Doesn't mean you have to do something about it in that moment, but be aware that that was a moment you could make a choice. Educate yourself on your possibilities, your opportunities. Prepare. And then the next time you have the ability to choose, you're ready. Because you're taking life in your own hands. You're educated now. You're ready. You're stronger. You're wiser. You're more capable. You have a plan. You're self-aware. So now when you push play, from now, for 10 years from now, and you're looking at your future, after you've made this choice, you chose something better for yourself, how does your life play out? How much better is your life because you made a choice? Then pause it. Say, can I make an even greater leap of a choice? Is that really where my choices are limited? Continue to push yourself and test yourself. Let you be the one that tests you. So when shit goes wrong, you immediately have patience and calmness over yourself. This happens. As we begin to evolve, it's no longer seen as this detrimental problem that's going to tear you down and put you back into depression. It's not going to happen. Because you're going to be able to say, whoa, last time I chose this and that worked out well. So now you're going to have an arsenal of good things in your story that are going to propel you forward. So when shit hits a fan, you're going to say, okay, this is how I handled it last time. I'm going to make some choices that are different. Because now maybe times have changed. Or maybe because I'm in a better alignment now. So I'm going to make some different choices. And I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be more understanding of myself. So then that way, when shit hits a fan, I'm not freaking out and not able to make a good choice. You need that for yourself. Your spouse and partners need that for you. Your children need that from you. Your employer needs that from you. So how are you going to choose to play the rest of your life? Because we're here to awaken, illuminate, and transform our lives. So how are you going to do that?